everyone! I'm your host, Uncle Coco, and welcome to one of the funniest and entertaining podcasts made for kids! Today, we are going to be listening to a story that Mount Olives and Joy are going to be telling. Joy makes up the characters, and Mount Olives tells the story. What are the characters, Joy?
A seahorse, a lion, and a humongous elephant!
What's the story?
Okay! Once upon a time, there was a seahorse,
a what?
A lion.
A lion and a big elephant. And they were all friends in the ocean. But some of them didn't like the ocean like the elephant. He didn't like the ocean because he couldn't swim because he was so heavy. So his friends tried to help him swim. So they asked their owners, because they're pets that go to the ocean, they asked their owners for a bunch of helium balloons. So then they tied them to the elephant's legs, so then he would float. But then he got in a big tangled mess of strings, so he couldn't swim, but he floated. So then their next idea was to put him on a big raft. That made him out of the water, so he couldn't swim. So, they said, well, have you tried to swim? Well, no, said the elephant. The elephant was just told from his friends that he couldn't swim. He didn't try it. So, they got a big deep pool and said, all right, elephant, try to swim. So, the elephant started trying to swim. And then, when he walked in, he just walked right under. So, he said, we need another idea. So, they said, we could tie balloons to your ears, and then that would make you float. So, they tried that. Well, all the balloons that they used earlier floated away, because they just cut off the strings, and then they floated away. So, they didn't have any more balloons. So, they said, let's go ask your owners if we could have some more balloons. So their owners gave them more balloons. So they tied them to his ears. And then they put too many on. And the elephant just floated right off the ground. And they says, oh, start swimming! You're floating! Oh, you're not floating in water. We need to pop some of those balloons! So the seahorse was still in the ocean, so he threw up a very sharp shell, and it popped the balloons. So he slowly went down towards the ocean, and then he just started freaking out because he couldn't swim, and he was going towards the ocean. So the lion leaped with another balloon, and then tied it around his waist, so then he started floating. Why don't you paddle with your ears? So he said, but there's a bunch of balloons tied to my ears. Oh, so the lion bit off all the balloons with his sharp teeth. So then they says, let's get on this raft and you float and then paddle with your ears. So then they started paddling with his ears. And then he says, but now we're in the middle of the ocean and I'm tired and we don't have a paddle. So the seahorse said, well, I could just, if we tie the raft to me, I could swim with the raft. But it might be a little too heavy for you, said the lion, because there's a lion and an elephant on it. So then the lion said, I can swim. So then they tied the raft to the elephant, and he swam to shore. And then they said, but our friend elephant is still not swimming. So what do we do? So, we need to find out a way that we can, like, oh, we could strap a big styrofoam thing to him, and then he could swim with his styrofoam, like, kind of life jacket thingy-doodle, and then he can swim. So, they tried that, and then he started swimming! So they all cheered, and then they said, let's go swim over there. So then they started swimming, but the lion accidentally bumped into the elephant with his sharp claws, which broke the styrofoam. So then the elephant started to sink. So then they tied balloons to him to make him float out of the water, and then would have him fly. Well, they blew at the balloons, and then he floated over land, and then they popped the balloons, and he would float down, and then they said, all right, well, that thing worked pretty well till the lion cut it with his claw. Huh. So we could just wrap the styrofoam with a bunch of duct tape, but then we could try that. Well, let's try it. So then they put styrofoam on him, duct taped it around, so then the lion's claws wouldn't. Well, then they said we could duct tape them, but it would be stuck on them because the lion's claws wouldn't be able to go through it. So let's put something on the lion's claws. So let's just duct tape them. Okay, so let's duct tape them so now they're not sharp. And then now let's go swimming. Then they swam off from shore, so the elephant started floating, and then they were swimming all together, and it was all nice, and the friends were excited and happy. The end.
Yay! Good story, Mount Dollars and Joy. I really liked that story.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys should tell stories more often. You're really good at it.
Okay.
Well, thanks everyone for listening today. We really appreciate you. If you liked the story today, then you'll definitely want to sign up for the Uncle Coco Club because you can get a unique bedtime story every night. You can sign up by going to our website at theamazingcocoland.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks again for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye!